Station, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Mossmen from Light Echo, their 2019 album. That song is called Blue Mountain, White Cloud. You can see Mossmen tomorrow night at the Crucible here in Madison. They're playing with Shutterstep and Mazzania, I believe. And it's a show tomorrow at the Crucible here in Madison. Before that, kicking off the show with Present Age and their latest one, Week, off their album. Stuck in a Rut, Avenues of Widespread Consumption. That's what it is. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry Barr is here. Good evening, Terry.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Rocker is here. Woo! Good evening, Rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you both and great to have everybody tuned in for original local music until midnight tonight. How was your week, Terry?
My week was busy, but I think your week was even busier. Lots of people out of town, lots of doggies and kitties and bunnies and who knows what for you to watch.
Just the season for pet sitting for sure. Free belly rubs all around.
Oh, I love that.
Rocker, how about you, man? Anything exciting?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. We are, you know, busy planning the New Year's Eve extravaganza we're going to have right here on Max Inc. And we're going to broadcast on New Year's Eve a couple of really good bands, including the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine is going to bring us into the midnight hour. The ball's going to drop during Porky's, Jimmy.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have more details about New Year's Eve later on in the show. Rocker, we do have a great show tonight. A lot of cool guests. Exciting. Very exciting about the Devil's Lair tonight.
Well, there's a great Devil's Lair, Jimmy, but there's also a bunch of interviews that are going to take place before that that are all about music scene related organizations. The first one, Madison is Music, hashtag Madison is Music. That's German Joseph Schrock. He's going to be in here to tell us about their really, you know, elbow grease campaign to beef up music here in Madison. Mama Cares, that's, of course, the Mama organization, the awards. Anna Garland of the Rascal Theory is going to be here to tell us about the Mama Cares program. And GMMC, that's Greater Madison Music City. Rob Dees is going to be in here to tell us about the Music Recovery Framework that they're going to have on the 8th of December at Cafe Coda. And you'll be really surprised to hear about that. Devil's Lair, Dave Adler.
What can we say?
Mazel Tunes. It's going to be some piano. We're going to hear piano tonight.
He's bringing 88 keys with him.
88 keys.
Yeah, that's a full piano.
Wow.
In case anyone listening did not know.
we might need some muscle at Devil Radio, please.
We may. And I think I'm going to do a little live Facebook while Dave is visiting with us on the Max Inc. radio page. And I'm going to try to also get access to his page.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but Dave Adler, his keyboard has 89 keys. There's a special secret one.
We're
not going to tell you about that.
We'll find out later.
We need an army of strong people here at Devil Radio, please. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you'd like to participate in tonight's show, call up, make a request of your favorite local band. Jackie Kennedy, Comic Boy is a great album. They have a show, or actually Dan Kennedy has a show coming up tomorrow at Cargo Coffee, starting at 5 o'clock. That's a pretty cool show, and check out Cargo Coffee. They're cool. Here is Dan Kennedy from the Jackie Bradley Comet Boy album. Love the song. Turn it up. It's Dan Kennedy, Man in Black, Music Man in Black on Max Inc. Radio.
stay on track. Is that music man in black? He ain't never coming back. Coming back.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
talking trash, sweet smile and evil laugh, and all the bad moves to catch your eye. All the vultures descend, another perfect specimen. She's green but oh so brave. Such a sad, sad scene, but I still wanna believe. Radio is alive and well. I ain't got time for your kiss and tell. Radio is still my queen. And I'm the biggest rock star that you've ever seen. And watch it grow. Might die on the vine, you know. Sometimes you gotta thin the crop. Run it over with your car. Another fallen shooting star. Never quite made it to the top. Another time, another day.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Beth Keeley and Radio Skyline Sounds. In front of that from 2019, Fated to Fate Me. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. We have our first guest of the evening, Rocker.
Jimmy, we do. And, you know, Joseph German Schrock, along with Dana Perry, they are Folk U Productions. Mm-hmm. And what they have put together is this thing called hashtag Madison is Music. And it's a project. It's got a mission. It's got products. It has a lot of things. I don't even know how to explain it. But here to explain it for us, German Joseph Schrock of hashtag Madison is Music.
Yay!
Hey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi,
how you doing, man?
Yeah, glad to be here. It's so nice to see y'all.
I'm just blown away already.
Yeah.
Everything that Rocker just said, I say double that because you just need to tell us all the things that you have out there and why.
Okay. Well, right now we've got Madison Music Community Collector Cards under the hashtag Madison is Music.
I've seen these cards. They're like baseball cards.
They are amazing.
Absolutely, they are. They've got a color front. And I've been doing 9 cards of 12 different areas of Madison music just to show that we've got all these recording studios. Mm-hmm. We've got venues. We've got music festivals. We've got anywhere from 600-plus bands and musicians at any point in time throughout the year. So we're trying to get butts in the seats, trying to take it out of the phone like
build enthusiasm for live music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And already we've got Sarah Warmke and Chris. They're already hunting cards down. They're asking them where to get them. They're already got a few of them signed. So yeah.
That'd be like gaining value. Well, tell us a little bit about your inspiration mm-hmm. and your mission. What are you doing and why are you doing it?
All right. I moved to Madison, Dana Perry and I moved to Madison for the music scene. We visited other music cities and this was just, it had more. And when we got here, I was driving cab for an income and to provide more free time. So then they asked why I moved here and I said it's because for the music scene. And people from Madison didn't know that Madison was a music scene. And that was really fascinating
it's
to me.
A little stunning.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I cabbed someone from Austin and they're like, we got a music scene. I was like, ooh, are you a musician? And they're like, no, we have a music scene. And I think that's what Madison is missing is our population doesn't know we're known for music.
Right.
So hashtag Madison is music is like a canvas of Madison where we're putting out music facts. We're showing basically just numbers. You know, if you hand out 100 business cards, three people are going to bite, one person's going to buy, mm-hmm. is going to sell on it. And then you've got like Ty, where he said, you know, if you see something 7 to 8 times, you're going to look it up at some point.
Yes.
It's just something in your brain that goes, I wonder what this is about.
Natural curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. we're just trying to get all this out here. The show up, we have like a ticket stub thing that says show up with the hashtag Madison is music. And we're putting it on all kinds of things, coffee sleeves, bar coasters. They're going in coffee shops and venues. We're etching glass with the logo on it.
It looks cool, too.
So when you get into the like a music venue, you'll see the show up logo on some of the mugs and pint glasses. So it's just exposure. If you walk down, we already canvassed Willie Street, so you'll see them on signposts and poles.
Oh, this is all good old school stats. Work,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. It's, mm-hmm. We're taking it out of the phone.
So is there like a page? You mentioned a bunch of merch. I know there's the collector cards. There's the mugs and mm-hmm. The stickers, of course. I know there's a calendar coming. Where can people get their hands on this stuff?
Ah, it's going to be at the venues and Ooh. From those people. That's the only way. Mm. The hashtag is the only thing that's going digitally.
Okay.
And so that's something that everyone can take a part of. And it's something that transcends through all the social media platforms. So I don't have to run 6 more things in my life. And it makes it more ground, you know, more on the ground. You know, audience members can participate in mm-hmm. it. Bands can participate in it. Venues can participate in it. It's just, it's easier for me and everybody else.
You mentioned two super fans, Sarah Warmke and her sister, Chris.
Yeah.
So they have been able to grab a couple of the cards that, yes, trading cards with musicians on them. What has the musician response been? Are they excited about this like you are?
They're actually more excited than I am.
So
like,
good.
I'm really excited. And I was excited and hoping everybody would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
The ones that I, when I did the research to find out, this concept's actually really grown in the hip hop community throughout the United States. You know, it was big in the 60s and 70s for sure. But the people I've been giving to are kind of shocked. Like the energy's higher than I expected. They're happy as I expect to be,
yes.
but the energy's really high. You know, and they've been donating money to be able to get more printed. And, you know, this is all out of our pocket. We didn't mm-hmm. want more bureaucracy sucking up more money. Like, we didn't want $300 to our website when I could print, you know, another 100 cards.
And people still like that, I think. People love to have something in their hands. And you said in many cases the artists are being asked to autograph their trading
that's
card.
Been great.
I think that is amazing.
I hope it comes with a little stick of gum in it.
Ooh, fun. We can do that. Maxique Radio's got one. I'm doing one for press, like, you know, the music press.
Yes!
You'll have some coming up soon.
That's awesome.
It's my life dream to be on a trading card.
The bobbleheads are next.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
I could probably 3D print those. That'd be fun.
Hey, German, always a pleasure. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a great project. I'm happy to come in and let us know here at Maxique Radio what we could do.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag show up. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we got music from Dana Perry right after the commercial break. We'll also do some Jerry X and Made of Blocks. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
All right. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This beautiful thing.
perception of reality through frequency and harmony with this guitar. We're living in a world that's interactive, and we're deserving of the life we choose. Relax into your vessel and leave no room for doubt. If you want an answer, you gotta ask the question. Nobody told me that I could feel so strong. What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that, that connection now. I don't know how I know, but I know that I can't be afraid to feel this beautiful.
And I my bed, broken chest on crutches.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's the Civil Engineers there with Hashtag, some Jerry X from Florida. That song was called Crutches. Love Jerry X. That's Ellie Mabee, by the way, on bass on that song. Ooh. And Dana Perry started that set off with Connections. Thanks to German for stopping in and sharing all the cool things with the trading cards, the glasses, hashtag show up. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool. It's
very cool.
Yeah.
We know we play
it together.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great thing, and I really appreciate his hard work on that. Of course, we just got them playing the Civil Engineers. We got the big New Year's Eve party happening here on Max Inc. Radio and the Spaceship.tv. It's going to be a simulcast. We're going to be live on the radio from 6 to midnight, and you can watch the show on the Spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine will ring in the midnight hour. It's going to be a party rocker, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a huge party, Jimmy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, those three bands, Porky's Groove Machine bringing in the new year at midnight, and then that whole thing repeats at midnight. You get to watch those bands again. So, it you know, and usually, hey, usually those Spaceship.tv, they're a paid event. They're a paid concert, but for this one night, it's going to be free for all the listeners of Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network as well.
And be sure to check out the Spaceship.tv. It's a virtual venue. Like Rocker said, artists of all kinds streaming right to your living room. You can buy tickets, see a show, and check listings at thespaceship.tv.
I mean, it's a bona fide TV studio.
It really
is. It's high quality.
I can't wait
We're
to
talking,
see it.
You know, serious. It's not going to be fooling
It'll be
around.
Fun to show it off then. Yeah. Whew.
We should wear tuxedos.
Oh, you guys should. I already know what I'm going to wear. I have a sparkly dress.
Ooh.
Is there any money in petty cash for a tuxedo rock?
Maybe we could get somebody to sponsor you guys.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Trading kind, there you go.
Oh, man.
So tomorrow is kind of an awkward day for Jimmy K.
Oh, boy, tell us.
Oh, because Battle of the Households, War of the Roses.
Bears and Packers tomorrow at noon. And obviously, go Pack, go. My wife and a number of my really good friends are Bear fans.
They are, Jimmy.
Including E-Dub. So E-Dub,
Leona.
Yeah, so E-Dub, Leona, and I, we're going to Beer Rock tomorrow to watch the game over on the north side.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wear my Packer jersey. Not sure which one. Yeah, I just have old ones, you know.
You're very brave, though.
Yeah.
Remember the year we had the bet? That and E-Dub lost it, so he had to wear a Packers jersey.
I too
for one of the shows. We got pictures on Facebook.
Oh, that's great!
there was that that happened during a Jimmy K show. He wore the Packers jersey. I lost that bet and had to wear a Bears jersey at a show at the Frequency.
Oh man! However,
did you stay out of it?
I've never lost a bet.
I'm never playing the jersey
because you never
game.
Bet. I bet. I bet.
Nope. I'm smart. You're not going to catch me in a Bears jersey. No way.
Well, you know what's funny? We were in New York. Jimmy K, you were in New York almost the same time as us.
Right.
We went to our favorite Packers bar in New York. They've had a couple of really tough years with everything that's happened. Plus, they had a fire in the building. So they're not back in their building yet, but they do Packers parties outside on the street.
Nice.
And the city actually lets them close the entire street for their Packers parties.
Of course, they're Packers fans.
Isn't it crazy? So the guy who owns it is originally from Wauwatosa, but he's lived in New York now for like 25 years. And unfortunately, the Packers lost this particular game back in October, but he still whipped out that song, The Bears Still, you know what, starts with an S.
You can say suck.
Oh, yeah, you can say suck. And it's so funny. And that just riled everybody back up. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
Perhaps I should play that song tonight.
Oh.
Send it out to
my wife.
That'll
make you feel better.
It's already got Terry dancing again.
I know. It's so much fun. And that's all I can think about right now. And you know, Aaron Rodgers does kind of own the Bears, right?
He reinforced that in a statement this week, didn't he?
Good. He better.
Yeah, tomorrow's our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, it is.
In the big picture of things, this game means nothing in the NFL.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh. We'll have fun with it, though.
All right, 844-967-2789. Go, Pack, go. What are you doing for the game tomorrow? You know, to call us up and Tell us that.
And who are you cheering for and why?
Well, of course they're cheering for the Packers.
I would like to hope so.
You know, who else are they going to cheer for? Rocker, what's coming up next hour, brother?
Jimmy, we have Mama Cares. Anna Garland of the Rascal Theory is going to be in here to tell us about this wonderful program that they have to help musicians. GMMC, Greater Madison Music City. Rob Dees, he's going to be in here talking about the Music Recovery Framework. Ooh. On December 8th at the Cafe Coda. They're going to be releasing a whole bunch of research information that they did on the Madison music scene economic equity.
Ooh,
here.
And it's important, I bet.
And then the Devil's Lair, Dave Adler, is going to be here live to play piano for us. Mazel tunes. It's getting close to Hanukkah, so we're going to see what he's doing. And then Max and Kevin with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight.
All right, and we'll kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why not? It's what we do here. Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we are local music with Made of Blocks. This is Animal.
Y'all, this is Josh Hoyer from Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000, and fully promoted. 18 years of promotional service, whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard, best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.